heroes, and welcome to another exciting episode of One Shot. I'm James D'Amato, your Game Master. This week we are finishing up with Headspace, the sure-to-be-classic shared consciousness cyberpunk system. There's so much to love about this game. Even in the quick start packet, there are so many design elements I think are brilliant. If you're a fan of cyberpunk, you need to try Headspace at least once. Before we get to the show today, I have a lot of thanks to give. I'd like to start with the kind heroes who went on iTunes to give us ratings and reviews. Anonymous Reviewer 22, Thork, Never Enough Dice, Octopus Royalty, Nom1313, Seeligo, Weaving Light, Nerd Unfiltered, John Trek 1701, BF Evans 19, Ultraxel, Alk Dias, Dylan Thomas, Eric Willey, Telder 144, Hody Day, Galen P, Viper Pirate, A and Air Magic, Jay Blicka, Kender, and Basker. Thank you all so much for taking the time to write those reviews. They help new people find the show, and they're really fun to read. If you'd like to be thanked on air, just go onto iTunes and leave us a 5-star rating and review. As a reminder to our international listeners, iTunes divides its reviews sections. I won't be notified if you leave me a review, so send me a tweet. Both Will Hindmarch and I would also like to thank our GMs for our first ever Chicago D-Mystics Game Masters Circle. So I'd like to thank Darcy Ross, J. Michael Bestool, and of course my best friend, Cap Murphy. I'd also like to thank Michael and Caleb from the RPG Academy for making the drive out to see us, and Jim McClure from the GM Academy. It was a great event, and I hope it's the first of many. Heroes, if you'd really like to do something special to help One Shot, NPR is currently doing a special podcast project right now to help make podcasts more visible and easier to find. There's a link in the show notes that leads to a survey, and they're going to ask you what your favorite podcast is. Be sure to let them know. And with all that out of the way, let's get to the show. Cutter, this is also successful to you. So what has happened is there is some junior executive who's behind you guys, and he's completely stunned and overwhelmed by what he's seeing. So right now, he's going to basically try and interrogate you, but you're going to get exactly the information you need out of him.
What are you doing?
I'm living free, my friend.
I could call security. I'll do it.
Yeah? I don't think they're going to want to deal with this. This is above your pay grade, right? Same. They're going to say the same thing, because that's just the way things roll around here. Aren't you sick of it?
I'm a new hire, to be honest.
You're gonna be sick of it.
Last one in, first one out. Oh.
So, fine. Why don't you ask me some questions?
What's your ID number?
My ID
69, 69, 69.
That's not a real ID number. That's a lewd reference.
You don't need my ID number. Why don't you just ask where I'm going, huh?
Where are you going?
In his headspace, since we share the same headspace, I say, ask for his number.
What's your ID number?
2121.
2120. They are 4-digit numbers here. Good to know.
I meant just 6969.
All right, that one's real.
Yeah.
I'm going to look that up.
I'm trying to get on this lift right here. Do you know where that goes?
Yeah, that's the lift to the old Canucks ruin.
Thank you very much, 2121. That's what I was curious about.
I'm gonna get you guys in trouble.
It's too late. You already gave us the information we needed. I'm peeing so much.
How thirsty were you, Nike?
I have to hydrate because I'm such a great athlete.
There's a lot of coffee here. There's a lot of coffee.
So this guy runs off, and he's going to run right to the security station. Whistler.
Speaking over the mesh or whatever we're calling it. Yeah. Hey, Whistler, we got an incoming report. Can you make that disappear?
Yes, of course.
All right. So you step into the zipline, which is a shuttle that rotates and can take you anywhere in the arcology. And thanks to your incredibly brazen interrogation of that junior employee, you know where you're going. You're headed right to the Canucks. You step on board. State your location.
The old ruins of the Canucks Arena, a.k.a. the third conference room.
Conference room 3. Let's cut back to Whistler. Whistler, you are now manning the security station. There's the wreckage of a robot and guards that are bleeding out and unconscious on the ground.
They're only unconscious?
Well, like, they've had several major arteries perforated, okay. So, like, they're alive, but how long is that going to last, really?
Okay.
It's a murder. You can feel good about it.
All right. Well, I am, I'm just going to say that while I was in the trash can, I did take off most of my clothes except for the t-shirt. That's all I'm wearing at this point because I thought I wasn't going to have to be seen by anyone, so I thought I could get comfortable. But now the robot's blown up and those clothes got shredded, so, you know, it is what it is.
Is that guy heading his way?
Yeah, that guy is heading his way.
All right.
Is there anything you want to do? Because you got the warning in advance, so you have until he's able to walk down there.
I'm in a control room, right?
Yes.
Can I control the moose bots, the cyber moose?
It is going to take a drone's role from you, but you absolutely could control a moose sentinel to clear away some of this debris.
Once again, let me reiterate. Since I am in the control room and I can delete any murders that I commit.
Kind of carte blanche now. Or carte blanche, rather.
No, I'm
the only way you can dissolve these.
Once you pop one person's head, you
can. So I am going to hack this moose bot and try to have it kill this man.
Okay.
It's possible that this murder is giving him the blood sugar that he needed somehow.
7.
Nine. That's nine. And that is a professional move. So we move one up on the stress track. And again, drones are rage. So now you're finally succumbing to that rage. And the way that you have this guy killed with your moose sentinel is going to reflect that rage. So what happens is this guy walks into the room. I've got some complaints I'd like to make about some senior staffers that I saw. What's went on in here? And what does the sentinel do to him?
The sentinel grabs him by the head, lifts him up, and brings him in close, and then says, God has passed judgment on you. And then slowly starts to squeeze
and
his head.
And it's like
head.
Those 80s special effects, his eyes bug out a little bit before then, the head explodes.
Now is this and then says, say hello to Satan, atheist. Smashes it.
No. He was a Sunday school teacher.
Oh, yeah. And then rubs his moose hooves together.
Okay, so it is the hooves, not the antlers.
Yeah. He's just rubbing the hooves together and, like, making, like, blood cream.
Yeah, that really sated your rage.
Jelly.
Meanwhile, we're just like, when is this going to end? Just getting really angry. I hate the song. I've hated the song for the last 8 years. This is the oldest song. The oldest song.
Oh, I can change that.
This is the new national anthem of Canada, which I've never been a fan of.
I am in the control room. I can put on any song.
Could you put on Bare Naked Ladies?
Oh, I can.
Can you put on Old Apartment?
Yeah.
Oh, Canada. Da, da, da,
please.
I'm going to put on the Crypt Keeper Christmas album now.
Something that fits with my rage.
So, yeah, you guys make it down to the faithfully recreated ruins that is the Canucks stadium.
Can you believe there hasn't been professional hockey for 50 years?
Ever since that unending lockout.
All the players that started it are, a lot of them are dead. They're still waiting on contracts, and they are dead.
I mean, this is what we're rebelling against, you know? That's right. This just kind of reminds me of our whole mission. They say that Gary Bettman, the commissioner of the NHL, is long gone, but I think that he's the dark force behind all of this.
I could not agree more. Anyhow.
just reminded me of the mission that we're on. It's a very poignant moment.
So you mentioned that, and part of the reason specifically that you are in this part of the arcology is that this is just like the terrain is very dangerous, and you're going to have to hop over a lot of things in order to get to the lunchroom.
I'm
going
to need to use my parkour abilities for sure.
I suppose I will also have to use my parkour ability.
Exactly. We're both going to have parkour. To use his parkour ability
that's right.
as this is headspace. So both roll your parkour rolls.
Since I am still DJ Whistler, I start blasting the Beautiful Mind soundtrack for them accessing abilities.
So I rolled an 8.
And what is this based? What is your
this
parkour?
This is Desire.
Desire, so Desire, I get one more, so that's 9.
I got an 11.
Okay. Wow. So let's see. First thing, for a headspace move in 11, you succeed without any emotional interference. So yay. And for the 9, we move that desire stress track up one more. Oh, God, bliss and desire. Really the overwhelming, just like with a hint of rage. That's the theme.
This is the most romantic. Wait, that says a lot about me.
That parkour was pretty good, Cutter. You're almost like a pro. I'm sorry I was a little rusty. I was just thinking about that piss I took and wanting more of it.
I couldn't do it without you, buddy. Anyhow.
I'm also thinking of that Randy guy that, to me, looked exactly like the Stanley Cup. Made me want to pee in the Stanley Cup.
Why am I thinking of a giant donut?
I think the question is, when are you not thinking of a giant donut?
Only when I'm thinking of my dead son.
So not often.
Yeah, because you didn't even access him for the grief portion. You were more emotionally attached to your garbage robot because you could wear him physically.
Well, I'm sorry I don't grieve for my dead son the way that you wish I did.
I'm sorry.
What is this, Casey Anthony all over again?
We haven't heard of that.
I didn't neglect him on purpose. It's not like I purposefully locked the doors and starved my son to death.
It's not like that?
It's not like that.
It's not like that.
Listen, I'm old. Gonna treat
you weren't
old,
old
man
at the
like
time.
This.
Anyway, we've successfully parkoured across these ruins.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like, there are lots of jutting platforms. It's again, this is sort of a memorial, like park area of the arcology. Aww. It was put up in remembrance of hockey, because now the only sport Canada has left is curling, which. Like they recently had to introduce fighting to in order to make it more like hockey, and it's still not the same.
All those great historic Canucks players, like fuck it.
Nope, just not gonna happen.
Well, we'll cut out this part, and now we cut to the list of names.
List of Canuck player names.
And of course, there's still the parkour roller hockey, which is sort of the underground sort of attempt to bring it back in some way.
And not all those famous players.
Such as Chip Sizzler.
Gooey Martinez.
And Gondola Jones.
Ham Sandwich.
He pronounces it Boat Jones, though.
Crinkle Cut French Fry. He was a great one.
Book Lamp.
Wow. Slicer McLaser is I've got his rookie card.
Wow, you guys are really good improvisers. I just wanted to point out that Grant is kicking your ass in this fake names business. Slicer McLaser actually sounds like they would be a parkour hockey player.
The other famous parkour hockey player, Cat Painting.
Cat Painting. Yeah, she was a good one. So you guys notice that in this arcology, it looks like there are some employees on break who started up a bit of a game of urban roller hockey. And a puck whizzes by. Ping! You guys must be the intruders everyone's talking about.
I thought everyone was talking about Red Green 3.0.
Yeah, everyone is talking about Red Green 3.0. Except for the people who found out about the murder right away.
You know, I hear
we can't
he's
find
more like,
records of it anymore.
He's more like a Red Green 3.2. This is really exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited about Red Green, all right? I'm going to see Red Green. Really excited about it. But first, we're going to mess you guys up.
Well, how about we challenge you to a game of roller parkour hockey? And I'll be just like Pavel Bure, who set the record for most goals in a season for the Vancouver Canucks with 60.
We all know our hockey history. You don't need to quote it at us.
Oh, yeah, well, my friend Cutter here will be just like Henrik Sedin, who set the record for most assists in a season with 83 in the 2009-2010 season.
No way you'll be able to beat us. There are three of us and only two of you.
Can I bring in a bunch of cyber mooses to help play this game?
I think these two are going to have to do this one
okay.
on their own.
Okay.
But you guys have already succeeded at your parkour role, which you're successful at that, but you're going to have to take these guys out.
We have to pilot our rollerblades.
I was going to say
martial arts. That's martial arts.
Oh, yeah, martial arts, yeah.
Martial arts.
You're sort of the enforcer, yeah, so you would try and...
Yeah, hockey's a blood sport. This is all about...
Nike's going to do the finesse, and Cutter's the bruiser.
I like the idea of, yeah, you using, I guess, pilot or parkour would be what I would say you would have to use to play the game, and then you're playing the muscle. You are beating up and taking out these guys.
I do pilot because since I am such a big fan of the Mighty Ducks, the ancient Mighty Ducks franchise.
The Flying V.
The Flying V will be my weapon of choice.
Okay.
It's just a person skating.
But I'll be holding my hands behind me so that I look like I'm still making a V formation.
Roll those checks.
Okay.
Comes much yeah, the strength of the Flying V was that there were multiple people working together.
I think it was just the V shape. Was mostly
that's an 8.
So that's
going to increase the rage, but succeed.
I got 7 because I had +2 for fear because I'm a fearless roller parkour hockey player.
All right, so for the professional move, you add 1 to this baggage, which is fear. Mm-hmm. And we added 1 to the rage baggage. So you are doing this like through fear, and you're feeding off that fear to power your adrenaline. Mm-hmm. So explain to me how you make your goals.
Well, of course, I'm holding my hands up behind me to make the V formation out of myself. So my stick is actually behind me, and I'm kicking the digi puck ahead on the ice with my rollerblades.
Soccer style. Yeah,
the inventor of soccer style.
And so what I do is doing the Flying V. I'm a pilot. I'm flying. I'm the fastest skater in my intramural league. And I try to run circles around these three guys, get them kind of mixed up and confused, and that opens up Cutter to fight them because they're kind of disoriented at the time, and then I swish past them for the first goal.
All right, cool. Cutter, you were fighting them informed by rage. Yeah.
Skating behind them, I'm just thinking about every useless, time-wasting meeting I've been forced to sit through.
I forgot to mention I was scared.
Okay.
So I was using fear.
You're using fear. So you're driving like you.
Because I remember like the game that I played that I could have won the championship, and I had the penalty shot right at the end of regulation, and I missed it. It hit the crossbar. And so I was afraid of that sort of failure happening again right here.
Okay. That's fair.
Every time one of them crosses the glowing electric blue line, because they can't just call it the blue line anymore. Cutter's just going to skate up to one of them and be like, why don't you throw some buzzwords at me? How do you like this paradigm? And just taking them.
Yeah, you've grabbed 2 by the shirt and you're punching both of them at
yes.
once.
Yeah.
It's brutal. There are teeth all over the ground. And by the end of it, you know, it's 1-0 and the other team has been brutally beaten to death. And you're just like,
delete,
canceling any murder alerts that might have gone out.
Listen in on employee phone calls.
Can you put something on like the announcements about Red Green 3.0?
Hey, everyone. This is Employee Dan. You know
everyone's
me.
Everyone's favorite employee.
Yeah. And Red Green 3.0 is here to blow your minds
with some duct tape based comedy.
You're going to love it. And now the Beautiful Mind soundtrack.
What is this movie? This movie's like 60 years old.
You kids could learn something. Won the Academy Award for Best Picture. Russell Crowe. Jennifer Connelly. Beautiful love story.
Ed Harris.
Ed Harris.
Directed by Ron Howard.
He was a genius. John Nash was a genius.
Oh, I thought you said Ron Howard. Howard, and I would not agree.
he's a solid filmmaker.
Yeah, two movies and a whole bunch of other ones, too.
Oh, Angels and Demons. You kids don't remember Angels and Demons, but
people who are alive today don't remember Angels and Demons.
Wait, such a terrible movie. And
Employee Dan is not very old. This is not the Employee Dan that we all know and love.
Employee Dan is so hip and with it.
Paul Bettany just made so many good movies, and then he did Da Vinci Code as like this albino monk. You kids don't remember, but
we cured albinism 30 years ago.
And the only Paul Bettany movie we remember is Mordecai.
You also remember Avengers 2, Age of Ultron, where he played the Vision. That was a movie we all thought was going to be good, but ended up being a huge flop because of all the...
But the Vision still exists. He's on like his eighth actor. The Vision film franchise is going so strong.
You don't remember Zanga, but my Zanga was really popular back in the day. I was a middle schooler and I wrote a lot about my feelings.
How many e-props did you get?
Oh, so many. I got so many e-props. Ugh.
All right. Great work, guys. we'll cut you up there because you guys have made it through the obstacle, the completely unnecessary and risky obstacle that was the old Canuck Stadium. But you make it to the cafeteria. Mm-hmm. The cafeteria where it's like very nearby where Red Green 3.0. perhaps 3.2, is setting up right now. You can see the Canadian masses are gathering there. They all have their duct tape.
Is Ruth there reporting on the scene? Or did she just
Ruth
bring...
Ruth is definitely there. Like, there's news hovercopters.
Horsecopters also with the Mounties.
Yeah, exactly.
Running security.
Exactly. The Mountie copters are there running security. This has turned into a big event. And you can see that, like, most people, like the corporate drones, are excited. Anybody who looks like a higher level up employee is, they're on edge. Mm-hmm. They know something's up. But you guys go to the cafeteria, which is basically empty at this time.
Cool.
And you need to break through to the sewers to get to the black site.
Mm-hmm. Good thing we each have 3 donuts.
Yes. We took a half dozen. We each have 3 donuts. Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have to keep firing at that. We have a couple options. The plan initially was to keep firing at the lock on the door to the sewer with these hard donuts. these hard day-old donuts.
We could also fashion explosives. Mm-hmm. Which would, out of the donuts.
And since the cafeteria is so empty...
I've heard about the additives they put in these donuts. They will make reasonable explosives to blow a lock.
So since we're kind of sore from the hockey game and are kind of... We're kind of...
my knuckles are covered in blood. Yeah. Some of it's mine.
I had a lot of slap shots in that game, so I'm a little sore. Might be better to go the explosives route to get into the sewer, using the donuts still.
We're... both equally good at making explosives.
Yeah. And that is not very good. So, yeesh. Okay.
Are we under the clock currently?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. I focus best under, when under the clock. So at least I can bring that up to a 0.
Okay, cool. So, yeah. You just have a little bit of time to fill
A little bit of time. I rolled an 8. I only have a short amount of time to make these explosives. Go into the kitchen and bring me flour, yeast, and whatever they call yeast. You can't trust Truth in Labeling now. The only thing the government does is plan cities. They don't check. There's no Canadian FDA anymore.
FDA? Okay. FDA?
Oh, goodness.
That is called the FDA.
Say it one more time. I feel like the listeners didn't get it.
FDA?
That was the best one.
Thank you.
It's a headspace move. The GM will give you one hard choice or describe failure on your own terms.
This is not a headspace move, actually. I believe anything that is using calling on ghost abilities counts as an improvised move.
Does it? Okay.
So, in this circumstance, I am going to enact a GM move, in which case I am going to put an operator where I want them. So, this explodes. It causes a little bit of calamity. Those higher up corporate people who are still around the cafeteria who are looking for trouble hear the explosion. You know there's only going to be time for one of you to continue on. The other one is going to have to distract them to lead them away from the black site. So
I could probably distract them with some impressive parkour moves.
You seem like such a better
You're the infiltrator.
You literally are the infiltrator.
You're the runner. He's the runner. Like, he's built for distracting people.
It's true. Okay. Do you want to go that way?
I think we should do that.
So just chasing my explosion down the hole and just cover me. Divert the heat.
So, yeah, you're doing some tic-tacs, a lot of fancy stuff, double kongs. You end You end a double Kong into a gainer backflip. It's very impressive. Mm-hmm. The guards burst through, the door. There he is! After him! I'm going to need you to make a parkour roll, to lead them away from here.
Alright. Oh shit.
That is not good.
Yikes.
So, that. That is a career skill, so that is going to be three up on the baggage or describing a failure on your own terms.
And this was desire.
That would cap out our desire.
That would cap out your desire.
Or just say you screwed up and tell us how.
And you can also take this moment, because it's like almost like you're about to die anyway, that you could reveal your grief and regret. We could reset the track.
I think I'll do that.
Yep. Sorry. Yeah, okay. So you're running. There are shots firing after you as you go down the hall. Right next to you, one of the chest-mounted missiles of the Moose Sentinel blows up part of the wall, and the shockwave from that explosion throws you down another hallway. You're surrounded by rubble, your temple's bleeding a little bit, and you take this time to unburden your soul of some guilt.
Flashback.
I ferried VIPs on a Trauma 1 secret list out of the devastation, even as the poor languished and died.
So what? Say that again? Say that more clearly?
I ferried VIPs on a Trauma 1 secret list out of the devastation, even as the poor languished and died.
Okay, so you basically worked as a runner.
Oh man, it's really bad out there. People really love hockey.
Okay. We're going to get all of Vancouver Canucks' team.
But they're the people causing this.
It doesn't matter. I don't care. I don't care if...
Return to your homes.
The millionaires and the billionaires that are facing off in this labor dispute, they're the ones we're getting out of here, okay? We're going to get the owner out. We're going to get the GM out. We're going to get all the front office people for the NHL out of here as fast as possible.
All right, look, We're with you. We're just sure. Do you want to do this?
I'm gonna regret it for the rest of my life. But I need to get paid money so I can give my friend Whistler some insulin. He always forgets to take it.
you're really good friend and a really bad person.
Thanks.
So we see the montage of you, like, leaping in. There are crowds of, poor and starving Canadians deprived of hockey reaching out towards these hockey players. You're just gunning them down, running them over with your hover ambulance as you're, evacuating these millionaires and billionaires, into the ambulance and getting them out to their, secret, secure sites. Across the country.
We're up in the Yukon now. We're safe.
Thanks to you, we'll be able to play hockey in secret, playing some of the greatest games of hockey ever played. And no one who doesn't make more than $500,000 a year will be able to see.
Again, I'm going to regret this for the rest of my life, but I need those toonies.
Here you go. The reward, $300 Canadian.
Oh man, 150 coins.
Ching ching ching.
They all flip in the air, and I collect them like a part, like doing parkour moves, and I'm collecting the coins out of the air like
hey,
a Mario or something.
Look at the poor mercenary doing parkour tricks. Throw coins at him.
grab. Oh, this is against all my principles.
It cuts back into the current moment. Okay, so you just used a mechanic that is revealing your regret, where we have a flashback scene where you talk about something that you did in the past, which you regret. And, you know, we learned you compromised all of your ideals just for...
And even at the time, I knew, and I said it a couple times, that I was going to regret it for the rest of my life.
Just to make it super clear, because the dialogue on this show is crisp.
Mm-hmm.
We're all about showing and not telling on this show.
Really hard for an audio podcast. But,
very, yeah, exactly. But we managed to pull it off, and it's pretty impressive. so what that does is it fills up the teamwork track by one, which now you guys have the ability to use this teamwork resource. You can do it to do a lot of cool things. Like, you can reject some of the hard choices that I might make you do if you roll poorly on a headspace roll. You can do it to give yourself +1 on actions. Really, whatever you guys want with that. The other thing it does is it reveals your drive. So you either have a drive for revenge or redemption. What is your drive? It'll be written on your sheet.
My drive is vengeance.
Vengeance. Okay, so you want to get back at these corporate bastards who
for
made
forcing
you
me into a position where I had to compromise my principles just to get money for my friend's insulin?
Yeah. Bullshit.
It's very much bullshit.
So yeah, you now have that drive for vengeance. Meanwhile,
cut to you at the pharmacy. You're like, no. No, I'm not going to buy it.
I just buy a bunch of Skittles. And
yeah.
In the same moment, you guys are also overwhelmed by desire.
Mm.
Oh, no.
You each do something really risky and dangerous that is desire-based.
I gotta pee again.
I'd like to apologize for what seemed like a good choice in the moment.
I transmit my own little TV show over all the channels where I just talk about my book that I put out.
Oh, actually, you can prevent this by spending that teamwork that you just earned. And I would move it back down to 3. That is your call, Alex, before we...
My call?
Yeah.
I like where we were going with being overwhelmed by
desire.
Okay,
cool.
Yeah, so I'm on all of the screens everywhere in this facility, and I'm just like talking about my book. It's called The Atheist War, and it's about these 3 triplet girls who reject the godless scientists who run this country, and they go on a murdering spree killing anyone.
This is a recent revision, isn't it?
I think so. I've been making a lot of revisions on the fly. While we've been doing this whole mission, I've been like taking out the future version of an iPhone or whatever and just typing in like, maybe they go to
replace giving sermons in the street with killing street.
So they ask the different atheists that they meet, do you believe in God? And if they say yes, then they get spared. But if they say no, murdered
right on the spot.
It's real dark. It's been getting darker and darker the more I've been
just over the course of this mission.
It. Yeah, yeah.
Meanwhile, you are on the run. You married to that pee move?
Oh, I'm peeing all over the place.
Great. You're great, going to great, take a great. Damage for that.
It hurts so good.
It hurts so good. You get shot in the shoulder as you're urinating while you're running because you like had to pause for a minute to undo your thigh.
Mm-hmm.
But you're still like leading them away. And meanwhile, you are in the tunnels of the sewer,
overwhelmed by desire. You know what I really want? I really want to take off this tie. I want to untuck my shirt.
Mm-hmm.
My shoes, I'm painting them bright green because I don't need your dress code. Okay. This feels good. This feels right.
Cool. So you are...
I'm much less stealthy.
You're taking off a lot of stuff, and it is going to make you much, much less stealthy, much, much more noticeable when you go into the black site. Basically, if you're not specifically sneaking, mm-hmm. there's no way you can blend in, mm-hmm. which is the way you normally do it. And now they've located the person who's broadcasting the reading of
my novel will be published on the dark web coming this winter.
The dark
web is
like the only web left.
Yeah, and I'm just now remembering that I am not wearing anything other than a shirt, and this is very embarrassing. I just want everyone to know that this is not normally my genital size. I'm just under a lot of stress right now, and it's caused a reduction in the blood in the penis.
Great. So your desire track moves back down. You're done with your outbursts, embarrassing and potentially lethal mm-hmm. and potentially costly, as we join up with Cutter. As you have reached the black site.
I've reached the black site. Is there a gate to the black site, or am I in the black site?
So you open up a sewer tunnel.
Okay.
And you're like in this, like, it's a small, dark room. It looks like there are cells along the wall and some futuristic torture equipment here.
Were we given this job? Were we told who exactly we're trying to liberate?
You know exactly who you're trying to liberate.
Okay. And if there's cells, there's going to be cell guards or either people or mechanized systems, something. What do I guess I should roll investigation instead of just asking you.
Yeah.
That'll make things more interesting because there's a chance of failure. 7 plus bliss is 7.
7. Okay. Mm-hmm. So 7, and that is a improvised move for you, right?
Yeah.
Because that's a headspace move. So you succeed, but I shall also make a move. So you get up and look around and see what the security situation is. It looks like it's mostly people in full-on SWAT armor down here who maintain and guard the black site. And you discover that primarily because as you turned around behind you, you see a person, your eye to eye with their full-on SWAT armor and red eyes, and they sock you right across the mouth.
So
you take 1 damage.
1 damage. Okay. I want to... I'm still up, right?
Yeah, you're still up. You're definitely up. Like, it's just 1 damage.
Okay. I want to use firearms, which for us is an improvised move, and therefore I get to use the rage track. Rage is high, so I get to use my rage on it. Mm-hmm. I have the Wisp, a smart-linked silenced pistol.
Yes.
So I'm rolling plus rage. 9.
9? Yeah, that's 9.
So that definitely succeeds, successful. And I do 2 harm, and it is silent.
Cool. I totally forgot that we had guns. Been using robots and drones. Had a gun the whole time.
So, like, he socks you across the mouth. You grab your gun from your belt. Kung fu in, like, you're sort of doing an uppercut, but you also double tap right under his chin, and he's dead. And he fall, and like he starts to fall to the ground, and you silently lower him into the sewer grate.
The death cuddle, as they call it.
Yes.
In my martial arts classes.
Well, you do the death cuddle, and you like brush some hair in his face as you roll him into the sewer.
Like you kiss his cheek.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you whisper, "Good night. I love you." Again, roll him into the abyss.
Yeah.
You're now up. You know what to expect. Mm-hmm. You know that you're here to free one of the black site targets.
Right. And a black site, like any other site, this is still corporate governance.
So
there's going to be an inventory. There's going to be paperwork. And I'm going to use stealth to slink around until I find the manifest to know exactly which cells I'm after.
Cool.
So this is a 6 plus... That's a 6.
6.
I'm going to add...
You can take this time to reveal... Oh, wait, this is stealth
that you were rolling? This is stealth, which is professional.
That's professional.
So if I want to succeed, I have to add 3 to the bliss track, which would max out bliss. And I do want to succeed.
Would have... But you could spend this.
I could.
You could spend your teamwork.
I want to... Yeah, I'm going to spend the teamwork to not have us all go on bliss madness when we're still dealing with the fallout from our desire madness.
Okay. you spend the teamwork, you succeed in your stealth. You manage to find the manifest. We're going to cut back to our friends. Let's cut back to Whistler. Whistler, there is a huge kerfuffle over at the cafeteria. Guns are shooting everywhere. You also know that there are going to be a lot of guards and sentinels that are coming down on your location specifically because you impulsively just were overwhelmed by a desire to read your book. What do you do?
Oh, boy. Do I still have a moose sentinel under my control?
You will need to make a drone check because right now it's trying to break free from that programming that you did on it and kill it.
Okay, that makes sense. Please be my son. Be my new son. Oh.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's a...
That's a 12.
Yeah, no, that's a...
Drones is plus rage. That's a 12.
Oh, yeah, that's 12.
You actually move rage down one on the track, because that's a professional skill. So, yeah.
So, I hack the moose, and I, climb up into its arms and it cradles me like a baby and then I
you're
and
my
then
son
I,
and you're my I, son
you're my son take me home and I program it to take me to where Cutter and Nike are.
So it starts running out of the control room.
You're my nephew, Tuba Drone.
There are other moose sentinels that have just opened up the elevator. Freeze, intruder! And they immediately start firing.
Oh, no.
And the bullets are chasing you down the hallway while you've got your drone. You just need to take it up to the...
Zipline?
Zipline, yeah. You need to take it up to the zipline so that you can meet up at the cafeteria and help your friend. So you have the choice. I'm going to say... Actually, you can roll this. This is going to be a drive check. Or pilot check, because you're sort of piloting this drone now, trying to avoid damage and get to your location. So this is a headspace move.
Okay. It's pilot. Fear. Okay. Ooh. Oh, 7, 8, 9.
Does that add anything?
That is a 9.
Fear?
9.
Nope.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, you succeed. There is going to be one hard choice. Either you will lose this robot, or you're going to become injured yourself again.
So, the sentinels are gaining, mm-hmm. and I have to get on. If I take the robot with me, they're going to catch up.
Mm-hmm.
So, the sentinel, Moose Sentinel, turns to me and gives me a look like I'm going to make this sacrifice for you, Papa.
Mm-hmm.
And then I say, thank you, son.
And like it turns around and starts unleashing its firepower on the other Moose Sentinels. You hop on the zip line.
Why
the doors close.
Why is that plant so damp? Kind of smells.
There's a smelly, damp plant as the Sentinel is like firing in both directions, but there are just so many other Sentinels, and you see it horribly torn apart by bullets and missiles as you're cruising down away.
And
on the zipline.
I have a flashback. As it explodes, I have a flashback to my son banging on the door trying to get out. It's like, failed again, old man. You failed again. It's 9/11 all over again. Because I remember 9/11 because I'm that old.
Hear that, listeners? He's not responsible for 9/11. He just remembers it.
Yeah.
Good grief. All right. Let's move on to Nike. Nike, you hot pursuit behind you. You went a little bit crazy there with your desire.
I really needed to pee again for pleasure purposes.
But you're also being driven by revenge now.
That's true. Now what I think I want to do is use my parkour skills to continue to draw like security away from the main mission, mm-hmm. but also go up to the Yukon and destroy the private rich people's hockey league that's been continuing as a result of my the situation I was in before.
Of course, and the Yukon is actually a private meeting room in this very arcology itself.
Yeah, there is a miniature Yukon, the north side of this arcology. You
know, it's all about like magical thinking, and they follow the secret, basically.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
If you make the Yukon, it becomes the Yukon.
So there's a miniature version of that private rich people's hockey league happening. If I destroy that one, I'll destroy the main one that it's feeding off of.
Sure, yeah.
Up in the Yukon.
What? Well, they're all connected through the secret.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
How could you have forgotten that, Brad?
Well, if you think it, you make it manifest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In the universe.
Mm-hmm. You just check
Put
out
that
your,
idea out
your
into
vision
the
board.
Yeah.
Okay. So you are trying to get to the Yukon. To do that, you're going to need to hijack a transport.
Hmm.
So I'm going, like, you see a transport that's like closing in on your position. It's full of security officers. You know you need to steal that in order to get to the Yukon. How are you going to do it?
I think I'll have to go ahead and do some stealth.
Okay, cool.
Right.
So you make a stealth roll to like duck away from the guards so they don't know where you are.
Mm-hmm. And I fit my slender yet muscular Ryan Gosling-esque frame into a nook and or cranny of this transport.
Wow, for urine fetishists who love Ryan Gosling, this is a great game.
All right, so I'm going to roll it. And six.
Six.
So it's two hard choices or a failure because it was a headspace move.
Yeah. So do you want to succeed or do you want to fail on your own terms?
I'll succeed. Give me those choices.
Okay, cool. So which emotion is this one tied to?
Bliss.
Bliss. Jeez Louise. Okay.
I don't think anyone's done a pride skill all day long.
Yeah.
None of us have pride.
Well, I do. But I don't know how to use engineering.
You crossed out all the pride ones.
I guess I would have to build a robot. Oh, I know what I'm going to do next.
So in this, you are going to make a rash decision, and you're going to also ignore a personal risk.
Okay. And those are two separate
things. Those are two separate things. You can tie them together into one really unsafe action.
Mm.
But this is all the bliss of the adrenaline rush.
Okay, well, the rash decision I'm going to make is to turn around and fire my remaining donuts at them.
You do slap shot.
Knuckle puck the day-old donuts at their skulls. The personal risk is that I'm going to, just so I can yell something intimidating at them, I'm going to spit out my mouth guard that I have in and leave my teeth vulnerable to their counterattacks.
To breakage. Okay. Yeah.
So when that guy asked your employee number, you actually said 69.
Yeah. I was running it through a translator.
Okay.
It translates from mouth guard.
From mouth guardese to plain Canadian English.
Okay. So you, like, and that kills your pursuers. So mm-hmm. now. Nobody knows where you are, and you are able to, you sneak around, you see them leave the truck mostly unguarded. What do you do to take it over?
Well, since it's mostly unguarded.
There's only one guy by the truck. Everybody else is fanned out around the building.
I'm just going to point and say, look, it's Red Green 3.0!
That is going to be, boy, you don't have that skill. You
contingency?
So it count as, if you're trying to say coax, it'd be improvised.
Yeah, that would be improvised move.
So that would use bliss, because bliss is currently highest on the track.
And hey, that's three, so.
All right.
So add three to your die roll.
Nice. 10.
Yeah. Completely successful. Red Green 3.0.
And then I slap shot him in the back of the head.
And take over the truck.
Yeah.
Just as the zip line lands right by you and Whistler gets out half naked.
Covered in blood.
More than half.
Two thirds naked. Covered in blood. Reeking something awful.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys!
Man, you're doing really well, considering you're still experiencing that low blood sugar, buddy.
Well, you know, I chopped a few donuts, and I'm feeling a lot better now.
Nice.
Turns out you can regulate your blood sugar level with good eating habits. I consulted diabetesnutrition.com and gave me a lot of helpful tips.
Hey, man, get in the truck, buddy.
All right, sure.
You incredibly muscular man.
And he's got magneto muscles.
Yeah.
They're serious.
Yeah, I guess I have the body of Arnold Schwarzenegger now, but the head of, I'm going to say Sam Elliott.
Great. So you guys head off to the Yukon. You don't even say what you're doing. But you're driving him over to the Yukon part of the facility.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Yukon facility, not like the Yukon.
Not the Yukon itself.
Not macro Yukon.
It's the miniature Yukon meso of the facility.
Yukon, which contains the micro Yukon.
Connected
through the secret
to the actual
So Yukon. We can kill two birds with one stone, accomplish our stated mission, and also take down the rich private hockey league
Okay.
That has been weighing on his soul.
Yeah.
Cutter, we turn back to you.
Very silently flipping, so it makes no flipping noise. Just going to read this this prisoner manifest.
Yeah.
Who do we got, and where are they?
Well, that's a question for the group. Who do you want to be rescuing?
I think we should rescue the real Wayne Gretzky, who's been preserved.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty good.
To bring hockey back to the masses.
Yeah, he's been trying to leak the information about this private hockey league that Tim Hortons is the primary corporate sponsor for.
Yeah, he wants to take hockey back to its roots.
Yeah, because Gretzky's a man of the people.
He wants to go back to the streets. He wants to, like, freeze lakes.
Not to be confused with Detective Gretzky Roundbacon, who was named after Wayne Gretzky, of course, and shares many of the same attitudes and opinions. And
yeah, of course.
Subversive.
Looks very much like him.
Politics. It looks almost exactly, almost like he could be his son.
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm going to say Cross is also being held here. He was not killed. He was captured.
Captured.
And
okay.
His unit was torn out, which is why he's not in headspace.
Oh, Jesus. Well, God, will you even want to save him? He had something torn out of his brain, is all I'm saying. But yeah, Cross is being held here.
Do I have someone here?
If you want.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say that for some reason, one of the 3H executives, I used to work for this company called 3H, which stands for Three Hugs.
It's run by Triple H.
Triple H, yeah. one of those executives that ordered me to commit a terrible, terrible atrocity, which I guess I can't reveal quite yet.
Yeah. You can reveal it whenever you want to refill the teamwork track.
I guess I can reveal it. He's here.
So what atrocity did you have to commit because of this guy?
Well, when I wasn't writing my 15,000-page novel, I was designing advanced geothermal plants that drilled into the Earth's crust very deep and caused an earthquake, which caused a tidal wave that swept across the coastline, killing billions.
killing the world's last Christians.
All of them. They were all clustered.
They were
near
all
the coast.
Clustered on the coasts.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Those are the most Christian parts of our nation. Mm-hmm. Coasts.
So we, yeah. Traditionally.
Well, you know, over time, you know how the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, like their politics kind of switched? Same thing happened geographically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just moved places. Everybody who was like, all the liberal
Middle
cities.
Americans moved to the coast, yeah. And the coastal people moved to the center.
So we cut back to that day. Look, we need you to engineer the drills to go deeper.
But the risks...
Risks? What risks? This is corporate America, and our toes are cold. I mean, this is corporate Canada, and our toes are cold.
Well, you are paying me millions and millions of dollars, which I can use to feed my son.
That's right. Your son's just about to turn 13, isn't he?
Yes.
You're such an attentive and good father for him. You wouldn't want anything to happen to him.
I would never, ever let anything happen to my son, including anything outside my house that could be dangerous.
Yeah, you keep him locked up pretty tight in that house of yours, don't you?
That's the only place he's safe.
Well... Do this, and we'll give you enough money that you'll be able to take care of your son for the rest of his life, which will be long and full.
You make a convincing argument. Let's start the drilling.
Deep, 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 deep.
And that set you off on a downward spiral. After you destroyed the world's Christians, you became obsessed with Christianity. The tone of your 15,000-page novel changed drastically, as well as the content. And, of course, it was the only thing that you concerned yourself with. So, your poor son was neglected to death. What is your drive? Is it for revenge?
Yeah, vengeance.
Perfect.
I want to kill that man who drove me to...
So we need to rescue him so you can kill him.
Well,
you're going to... Oh, yeah, that's right. He's the person that you called out at the black side.
Well, my red... Yeah. I don't... There's no one else in my life.
And again, you're talking as Brad Pike. Right?
Yeah. Let me step out of the podcast for a second. Hi there. I'm Brad Pike. There's no one in my life. No one cares what happens to me. I'm a lonely man.
So it's up to me to bring back the true spirit of hockey. Deliver our compatriot from the clutches of our enemies. And spring the target of Whistler's long, long time revenge.
That caused a deep descent. That turned a relatively normal person who was a very attentive father into this two-thirds naked man covered in blood.
This wretch.
This loves murder.
Absolute wretch. Okay, so I suppose I should hack into these cells to spring locks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everyone who can run, maybe use them as a... hopefully they play along and distract the guards while I scoop up the three important ones. Or I could roll a five.
Yep. So rolling a five on a headspace move.
I'm taking the choices.
Two hard choices. All right. And hacking is desire-based.
I refuse to fail.
So I am going to say you need to be the center of attention.
Okay. Yes, the stealthy infiltration. Yes.
Yep. And I'm going to say you obsess over something.
Okay. So, just instead of sneaking into the control panel, as one might expect in this...
From the seasoned sneaking mercenary who has been hired for his sneaking prowess. Yeah.
Instead, I'm just going to do like the risky business slide over to it.
No pants at all.
No, I still have my pants.
Okay.
For now.
Yeah, but the music is still playing.
Still playing.
Dun, 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 dun. And like, you slide there.
That's when I get there. They look. And then there's the second sting.
Dun, 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 dun.
And that's when he just slams the red button. It's not so much a hacking attempt as a just push the big red button attempt. No, the noise. We can't have the noise because everybody's going to know I'm here. Hi, how are you? You know I'm here? That's great. But this noise really has to show off. Okay. So
the both guards like confusedly raised their weapons.
Okay. Yeah, fine, whatever. But if you can just leave the doors open, but make the siren stop. It's really getting on my nerves.
They like shrug at each other and they are about to fire at you. You're probably gonna have to pull another move.
Okay. this is going to be firearms, which is improvised. The current highest is bliss, so I'm using my bliss, which is zero. Goodness.
No, it's you use the bliss track.
I use the bliss
you
track.
You get better as things get more dangerous for you. That's one of the things that's cool about Headspace is you're about to break down, but you're super competent right now.
Okay, this does mean I'm shooting at plus three with my silenced pistol. So do you want me to roll for each of them or one attempt?
One, I think one attempt for both.
So four plus three
but this
is
seven. Refilled up.
So four seven. Plus three is seven. That's a success with one of your moves.
Okay, cool. So they shoot you. You again take a second bit of damage. Mm-hmm. You're now down to minus two. After taking the bullet, it's like you don't even feel it. You effortlessly shoot both of them in the head, and then the one falls forward on the button that shuts off the alarm.
Thank you. You'll find I use a silenced pistol just for common courtesy.
They're dead and bleeding out. You collect Wayne Gretzky.
On like a gurney.
Cross. Yeah.
No, I have to wheel out his like life support system, his cryonic tube. Yeah.
He's frozen in a tube with a hockey stick. He's like actually in full Rangers garb.
Oh dear.
Right now.
And all right, which one of you works for 3H?
That would be me, Triple H.
Find that unlikely, but...
I'm the former CEO of 3H.
But dramatically appropriate. And
he's all sweaty, covered in wrestling grease.
Now, Cross being taken out of headspace, did that like leave him with like brain damage?
Or... It's not good.
It's not good.
He's like, he's around. He needs you to take care of him, essentially.
Hey, buddy. Hey, do you remember me?
Oh, I remember hurt. I remember pain. Oh, God.
Okay.
My brain is on fire.
And I'm going to help you with that.
Every nerve is a fire ant dancing through my body.
I'm
six legs dancing away. I can feel the thorax.
I could feel the fire in their thorax.
Well, you're welcome for getting rid of leave the siren. Him.
I think he's...
The siren was clearly not helping. You're welcome.
You take him, like, he probably needs a reboot or something like that.
he needs an episode of the show Reboot.
Yeah.
The cartoon.
Exactly.
It's the only thing that calms him down.
But, like, one of the later seasons after they had the animation change.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. All right. I'm just going to talk to these guys. All right. Where can we rendezvous? I have our two targets and a special guest.
Is Triple H there?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Listen. That's the man.
I know you made me promise not to kill him myself, even though I have my reasons as well.
What are you talking about?
Killing you. Calm down.
What?
Nothing. Don't worry about it.
I have to get there, and I have to be the one to kill this man.
I know. I just said that we have this.
Thankfully, the black site is right beneath the Yukon.
Mm-hmm.
That's how these rich executives and people from the hockey league get their jollies off is torturing prisoners.
That's the equivalent of like a sausage race at a baseball game.
Yeah.
They bring three prisoners out and whoever gets tortured to death first, you get a free like bratwurst.
Yep. They've never been able to kill Gretzky with torture. He'd never broken once.
Mm-hmm.
So
he's the great one.
So if you're sitting in his section, it kind of sucks.
Sucks. Yeah.
You already know.
You already know he's an
God has spoken to me.
Okay.
He has told me that Triple H must die. He also gave me some notes on my book. He said that I need to change the ending.
Okay. All right. I'm practically at the Yukon. How are we going to get me upstairs with these three? Gretzky is on he's Gurney-ski, basically. He's on a gurney. He's in a tube.
Okay. Here's what I propose. This miniaturized version of the Rich Hockey League is probably about to do their torture promotion. They're probably going to bring out Gretzky again. Try to bring out Gretzky again to see if they can finally kill him and finally get free bratwurst for that section. Of course, Gretzky's out of his cell. So I think what I'm going to do and what I do is I dramatically put my hand up to my backwards baseball cap that's always been on my head.
Oh, my God.
You guys have never seen this before, but I think it'll come in handy right now. I take off the baseball cap and reveal a beautiful feathery mullet a la Wayne Gretzky circa the early 90s.
That's emotional climax of the game, everyone.
Everyone listening just went, whoa!
Yeah.
I'm going to stand in for Gretzky, and they're gonna torture me and try to kill me, and maybe they will, but at least you'll be able to get them out of there.
Oh, are you dying? That is a move that you can make right now. Okay, he was specifically dying, so anything he says will succeed. But at the end of the scene, his character will die. And he will be relegated.
That's my favorite move ever! I love that move!
Yeah. It's very effective.
Yeah.
Only works once.
And I'm hoping somehow in the process it will take down this rich private hockey league.
Of course, yeah. That will absolutely happen. You wheel out these people. There are two guards that managed to, like, that you guys beat up and, like, dressed up as other prisoners. You commit your friend who, like, solemnly nods to you as you get the real Wayne Gretzky cross and Triple H handed over to you. And the organizers of the event, like, grab the prisoners and take them out to the torture race display. You're hooked up into these computers that just download pain directly into your brains. What they don't know is that because of your guilt, you have been building a doomsday virus in your brain that will seal all hockey leagues across the world and shut off life support essentially doing what Whistler did to his son and neglecting the people inside to death. A fitting end to their tyrannical plutocracy of private hockey games. So, is there anything that you would like to describe about the race or the fall of the hockey leagues?
Yeah, so they wheel me out on ice wheels onto the ice.
Ice wheels.
They wheel each of the three prisoners, including myself, out on Zambonis. Mm-hmm. During the second intermission between the second and third periods, which is when they always have this fun event. And
Zambonis now use lasers to clean the ice. They just shoot lasers at
much
the ice.
More efficient.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we're all in on Zambonis, and they bring in three rich kids as like the volunteers to torture they're involving the rich private community a lot and the children,
right,
and like giving them a chance to really torture an idol to death.
Exactly.
Sweet. And so there's also then the Zamboni race element of it, and all three Zambonis are racing across.
Yeah, it's like in a rodeo when they have the kids all come out and chase a pig.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like a baseball game where they have the kids come out and run the bases after the game. Something like that, except it's specifically
this. Or a
football
game where they have the kids come out and beat their wives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My God. That wow. was.
They marry the what kids. A Super Bowl. They marry the kids in a ceremony at the beginning of the game and have them beat their wives at the end of the game. So, these kids are taking these hockey pucks, or these hockey sticks rather, and, beating their chosen prisoner to death as they're racing on a Zamboni across the rink.
Right, and the more pain that the person in the Zamboni feels, the faster the Zamboni goes. Mm-hmm,
exactly. And they're downloading, hitting them with the stick helps increase the download speed of the pain. And the download speed increases, and so the Zamboni speed increases.
It makes perfect sense.
It's a beloved element of this rich private hockey league. But little do they know that they're actually fastening their doom.
Mm-hmm.
Because this child beats the last bit of pain into me as I cross the second blue line, which is the finish line, it unleashes this virus on the entire arena and seals it shut. And sort of accelerates the starvation process. All the hot dogs and nachos that they've been eating, like.
Oh no, these are hologram nachos.
They turn to ash
in their mouths and in their digestive systems. And, they all, like, very quickly wither away as I, like, my death.
Yeah, well, I think it seals them in, and then we see like a montage of the coming weeks of like, you know, the descent into cannibalism, and then the last few just slowly dying, thinking only of their sins.
Mm-hmm.
And like, why couldn't we just compromise? Canada would still be a great nation.
50 years ago, if only we could have resolved that labor dispute.
And once again, I appear on all the screens.
And on the Jumbotron.
Think on your sins. Think on them and why you deserve this punishment. World.
Then you read your book.
There once were three little girls. One was named Juniper.
No!
The other one was named Maxine.
Kill
the
me
other
now!
One was named Jack-O-Lantern.
So we cut back to
I'm dead. Okay.
Okay. Right. I just wondered if you had dying words.
Yeah, I'm dead. Yeah.
I'm dead was the dying words. Great. Great. So we cut back to Cutter and Whistler. Cuddler, yeah.
Cuddler.
Their celebrity team name. You have Triple H in your possession. What are you going to do?
That would be our shipper name, wouldn't it? it'd be Cuddler. Oh, that's awesome.
You know what I'm going to do is...
TV Tropes.
Yeah.
Write that down.
Yeah, man. For our TV Tropes page.
I'm going to...
I've got two of those.
Hack into his brain. And...
Whose brain?
Into Triple H's brain. And I'm going to upload... like a billion versions of myself
so that he's surrounded on all sides by just images of my face, and I'm just reading the book. I'm just reading my book to him.
Thousands of your book. Okay, it's, yeah. Roll that hack check.
All right. And because I desire it. 6, 7, 8, 9 plus 1, so 10. So I succeed without stress.
10, cool. Yeah.
There's nothing less stressful than reading your hated enemy to death.
What? It's
very soothing.
No!
And Maxine said, God has passed judgment on all of you. And she took out the tiniest knife made of rainbows and stabbed their eyes. And God's love poured down on them from the sky.
It's so awful.
Only 14,998 pages left.
Oh my God, that was the first page.
Open your eyes, Triple H, to God's love.
Triple H is trying to dig his brain out. He tears through his
like flesh. In A Beautiful Mind when he's digging into his wrists for those microchips.
Exactly. And he's like, he runs screaming away from the transport off into the night. You know that
he will never die. That he will always see my face wherever he goes.
It's horrifying.
And hear the rest of that book, that 15,000 page book.
And then flash forward to, and then they lived in New Eden forever and ever.
Amen.
Restart. So there once were three girls.
I'm going to say the runner skill that you guys kept was piloting. So Cutter. Or Whistler. Oh, yeah, it's going to be up to one of you to drive the getaway vehicle and save Wayne Gretzky and Cross.
I guess it's just my turn.
Yeah.
Okay. While he's uploading and he's like, the brain copies inside Triple H are reading. Whistler doesn't need to read, but he's still like mouthing the words all along because this is him just drinking in his delicious vengeance. Meanwhile, just like pedal to the metal. Bat out of hell 7 on a headspace.
7, so...
On a fear headspace.
So you have one hard choice.
One fear-based hard choice. I'll take that. I mean, I could just do my regret now, just for completion's sake, but I don't think it really fits with the structure right now of our story.
Well, let's see. What is it?
Okay.
Why not? We had 3 out there.
Feel free to cut this if it does mess up the pacing.
Okay.
Applied Optimism had you execute an entire team of research staff when they wanted to go public about the cure not working. And I will say that that is when I spared the life of Ruth Dixon. I'm going to combine those two things.
Okay, sure. So we go back to that fateful time.
Look, I have to go public on this. People are going to die.
You can't. People are going to die. You are going to die, and it's my job to do it. I've taken out Susan and Carrie.
You killed Susan and Carrie?
And damn it, I killed Jeff.
All for what, Cutter? For the money?
Because they told me to, because if anyone else did it, they would have got all of you already. And I needed to save someone, and I needed it to be you.
Look, I appreciate you saving my life, but I think you're really going to regret this in the future.
I might just regret it for the rest of my life.
She disappears out the window while the last scientist on the team like walks in the room. Hey, Cutter, are you ready to go public about this cure not working? I sure feel real bad.
That was a blowgun.
Cutter, why? I think I regret it already, and that I'm going to keep this silenced pistol around. Yeah, this worked out pretty well.
And what is your...
My drive is vengeance. Find out who is responsible.
All vengeance!
Find out who's responsible for the cleaning ops and end them. Basically, figure out who my boss was?
You should know exactly who your boss was. But, like, you see a security barricade in front of you, And yeah, since you do that, that bumps your teamwork track up to 3. Yeah. You can spend it to ignore a hard choice and just turn that into a normal success.
Mm-hmm. Well, I also, feeling the regret, wipes out 2 hard choice compel. I imagine it also works for a 1 hard choice one.
Yeah, I believe that would work as well. Okay. So you see the security ops lining up. You feel afraid, like, if I don't make it through, they could shoot me right now in this moment. They could end this all. Or I could shift up a gear. And you just, like, mow these people down.
Yes.
And, like, a storm starts up. Lightning flashes across the sky as a cleansing rain falls down over the city, covering your tracks as you speed off into the night.
So just like driving down the streets of Vancouver into a different office park that also looks kind of like Vancouver, because that is the law.
That is the law.
Well, Whistler, it was good working with you. Are you two going to be fine? You and Mr. H?
Oh, I think we're going to be very, very fine.
Oh, no! That's so awful!
I guess this is where I take my leave of you, because I got a date tonight.
Wait, I have one more question for you.
But that was my cool ending line. What
do you believe in God?
Around you, Whistler, I'll believe in anything.
All right, good enough.
Yeah, okay.
All right, and that's how the morally reprehensible team of people managed to save Wayne Gretzky. That was Headspace. Obviously, the game is much better than the tone of what we just did here. Yeah. But it's kickstarting now, and you guys should totally check it out. Thanks, everybody, for helping us with this. It was a lot of fun playing with you guys.
Yeah, it was
a delight.
Good time. A real hit.
I loved it.
Also, we got across to a doctor, right? We got across to a doctor.
He's fine.
Well, that's it for this week, heroes. I hope you enjoyed Headspace. If you'd like to play right now, follow the link in the show notes and download the Quick Start Packet. You can start playing with your friends right away, and I highly recommend it. One Shot will be back next week with the premiere of Phoenix Dawn Command by Keith Baker, run by Keith Baker himself. Heroes, I played this game with Keith months ago. I have been sitting on this episode waiting to share it with you so impatiently. The episode we played was still relatively early during the beta period for Phoenix. The game was amazing then, and it's even better now. I can't wait for you to see it here first on One Shot. Heroes, Kat Murphy has finally joined Twitter, and she's joined Twitter with the express purpose of every day reviewing an episode of Transformers. If you like the Transformers and you like Kat Murphy, and I think you should like both of those things, look her up at MailMandalorian on Twitter. You can find me at OneShotRPG. We're kicking off with Phoenix, and we're going to end with some of the most interesting and dramatic one-shots you've ever heard. You're in for a month of amazing games. If you'd like to promote your RPG, board game, comic, fictional universe, or anything else, send us an email at gamemaster@oneshotpodcast.com. We'd be happy to help for a little bit of money. One Shot is a joint production between Paracosm Press and Peaches and Hot Sauce. Peaches and Hot Sauce is a Chicago-based comedy network with tons of great articles, videos, and podcasts for you to enjoy at peachesandhotsauce.com. Finally, that music, which is right now swelling up over my voice, is Be Your Own Pet with Adventure, courtesy of Infinity Cat Records. See you next time, heroes!